Secretary of State Colin Powell is expected to announce a new Middle East peace initiative today when he speaks at the University of Louisville. He had planned to make the announcement when the UN General Assembly opened in September, but decided to wait because of the terrorist attacks on the United States. NPR's Jennifer Lutton reports.
The Bush administration's hands-off approach to the Mideast has seemed increasingly unrealistic as there's been no let-up in more than a year of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. But to get more involved, David Makovsky, a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says Secretary Powell must start virtually from scratch.
I think it would be important for Secretary Powell to basically re-legitimize the idea of peacemaking.
The mutual trust Israelis and Palestinians built up over a decade of peace efforts is gone. The two sides may have come tantalizingly close to a sweeping final deal at last year's failed Camp David peace summit, but Makovsky says the visions laid out back then are nothing but pipe dreams today.
The all-or-nothing approach right now has brought us nothing. I think it's very important to say that. And those who believe that we can just resume a Camp David as if nothing happened, I think are just living in a fantasy land.
Makovsky says the U.S. should lay out narrow goals with a long timetable. Israeli government officials have suggested that's the only approach they'll accept. But Palestinians warn that continuing to defer the most difficult issues would only backfire. Jim Zogby of the Arab American Institute says Secretary Powell must be more bold.
I think that if the speech doesn't include a specific vision and also include the steps how to get to that vision and what investment the United States is going to make to connect the dots and get us from where we are to where everyone in that area needs to be, I think it would be a big mistake.
Palestinians want pressure on Israel to stop its frequent incursions into Palestinian-controlled territory. In turn, Israelis want more pressure on Yasser Arafat to arrest militants. Speaking recently at the Brookings Institution, Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo noted the U.S. has twice won each side's endorsement of a way out of the current violence, but these agreements, what he calls papers, have come to nothing. He repeated a plea for U.S. observers in the West Bank and Gaza.
We need monitors to come, to monitor implementing what was agreed upon, to point their fingers at those who violate their commitments in accordance with these papers.
In today's speech, Secretary Powell is likely to reinforce President Bush's recent call for creating a state of Palestine. Mr. Bush's use of the word was more symbolic than substantive, yet it was warmly welcomed in the Arab world. Last week, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres suggested many Israelis also support a Palestinian state, but right-wing members of Israel's ruling coalition promptly called for Peres' dismissal. They threatened that if he didn't leave the government, they would. Jennifer Lutton, NPR News, Washington.